Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. Just a little word of introduction here, okay? My name is Father Hudgens, and I am the pastor of St. Jude Church way down in Fredericksburg, okay? Many, many miles and many, many traffic jams away from here. And I'm grateful to Father Saunders for inviting me to come spend a few days with you here at Our Lady of Hope, okay? If for no other reason, then it is magnificent to be able to celebrate Mass once again in a beautiful church. See, back at St. Jude, we're the newest parish in the diocese, and we're still saving our nickels and our dimes, and we're going to put up a church someday, but you know, right now I'm saying Mass every day in a steel warehouse. So, I mean, this is heaven on earth to be here. You know, back in the day, Father Saunders was my very first pastor. My very first pastor when I was a brand new priest. And I'm very grateful to him because I was able to just get some real good guidance. Those first couple critical years of priesthood when you're just getting started, get your feet headed in the right direction. I'm very grateful to receive that. And now, Father Saunders has asked me to come back and help all of you take the first few steps in the right direction in this great season of Lent that we just began. And you know, Lent is the best season of the year. I know it's not your favorite season of the year, okay? It's definitely not the most popular season of the year. But Lent is the best season of the year, and here's why. Lent is the season in which you finally make the change in your life that you know you've been supposed to, you know you're supposed to make. And by change, I don't mean, you know, tweaking a little personal fault here and working on a little personal bad habit there. You know what I mean by change? I mean putting Jesus Christ back in the center of your life where he belongs. And not out on the periphery where we like to keep him. By change, I mean conversion of your heart back to God. That is what Lent is all about. We know we're supposed to do that, right? Yeah, sure we do. And we all know life is short, right? Yeah, sure we do. So what do we keep doing? We keep putting it off. We keep putting it off and putting it off and kicking the can down the road. Reminds me of kind of an amusing little poem that I heard recently. It goes something like this. Procrastination is my sin. It fills my life with sorrow. I know that I must change my ways. I think I'll start tomorrow. Tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Tomorrow came. Lent is here. And the time to change is now. Every year, Lent is like spring training. We go back to the basics. Because you can never hear the basics enough. You know the legendary golfer Jack Nicklaus? Probably the greatest golfer who ever lived. Every year, he'd go back to his old coach. His name was Jack Grout. And they'd go over the basics of the game together. He did this even when he was at the top of his career. And by basics, I mean things like grip, stance, swing, follow-through, and the ever-popular keep your eye on the ball. At the top of his career, people would ask him, why do you need to do that? He says, you can never hear the basics enough. And that's what we do not only in Lent, but especially the first Sunday in Lent. You ever heard it said that fear is the chief activator of your faults? It's not the only activator of your faults. It's the chief activator of your faults. We take it a step further. And you can be aware that each one of us has three basic fears that we're all living under, like a shadow. Three basic fears. First basic fear that everybody has, fear of pain. Go to the doctor. Doctor tells you got to undergo a procedure. What's the first thought goes through your mind? Is my insurance going to cover this? Second thought goes through your mind. Is this going to hurt? Is this going to hurt? Everybody's afraid of pain. Second basic fear that everybody has, being defenseless, powerless, helpless, vulnerable. Top three businesses in the U.S. every year. It's always one of the top three businesses in the U.S. You want to know, you know what's always in the top three? Insurance. What's insurance based on? Fear, right? The third basic fear. It's in everybody's hearts, and this one's probably the most insidious of all, is that we fear being forgotten, being overlooked, being ignored, being obscure. And if you have any doubt how much power, how much grip this fear has over your heart, stop and think about how much of your life you dedicate towards making sure that you're smarter, faster, better looking, better spoken, better prepared than the next guy, for fear that just maybe you'll be diminished ever so slightly. Three basic fears. And you know those three basic fears lead to three basic temptations that everybody faces. Fear of pain to temptations to pleasure. The fear of being helpless, defenseless, vulnerable, temptations of power. And to the fear of being forgotten, obscure, ignored, diminished, temptations of honor. And isn't it interesting that when the devil tests our Lord in the desert, he uses those three same temptations against those three same fears. If you're the Son of God, command these stones be turned into bread. What is that but a temptation to pleasure? If you're the Son of God, throw yourself down from the top of this temple parapet. Let's see who comes and gets you. What is that but a temptation to honor? And all the kingdoms of the world have been given to me, and I give them to whomever I wish, and I will give them to you, if only you will bow down and worship me. What is that but a temptation to power? And what does our Lord show us in overcoming these temptations? He shows us the basics. That the basic conversion of your heart involves trusting Him in these three temptations and not trusting the things of the world. You want to turn your heart back over to God? I got news for you. It's in those three areas that you're running away. It is no accident that in the Gospels, our Lord gives us three evangelical counsels. You say to yourself, evangelical counsels, I know I've heard that somewhere before. What does that mean? Poverty, chastity, and obedience. Against the temptation to pleasure is the vow of chastity. Against the temptation to power, the vow of obedience. Against the temptation to want to protect yourself from every vulnerability, vow of poverty. You say to yourself, but those vows, those are just for monks and nuns, right? Yeah, sure, the vows are. But the reality is there for all of us. Those are the areas in which our hearts need to convert. And it just so happens that there happen to be three basic Lenten practices that focus on the conversion of our hearts in those three same areas. Prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Against that temptation to power, what do we do? We pray. We turn our lives over to the true power, and we entrust ourselves to Him. Against the temptation to pleasure, what do? We fast. We do penance. And against the temptation to want to protect ourselves against feeling vulnerable, helpless, powerless, there's almsgiving. And you know, just at the conclusion of this Mass, we're going to begin something here at Our Lady of Hope, something brand new that I'm sure you've heard about. We're going to start 40 hours. Now, 40 hours is a time, a special time of grace. We're going to have the Blessed Sacrament exposed right here on the altar for 40 hours straight, day and night. Now, this is an invitation and an opportunity for you to take this Lent and make that change. And every night for the next 3 nights, I'm going to give a little reflection on one of those 3 basic Lenten disciplines. Tonight we're going to talk about prayer. Why do I have to pray? I don't have time to pray. My prayers don't work. God doesn't listen to me. We're going to talk about all that stuff, okay? Tomorrow night, we're going to talk about fasting. And fasting is a heck of a lot more than just not eating stuff, all right? If that's all there was to fasting, there'd be nothing to say. But you know what fasting is? Fasting is training for spiritual combat. Whether you like it or not, you're in a spiritual combat right now. Our Lord has very few good friends in this world. And those who He does have, He needs them to be warriors. He needs them to fight for holiness and goodness and truth and righteousness. Well, how do you fight? You fight by training, that's how. Anybody here run a marathon? Anybody here run a marathon? One? Anybody else? Half marathon? Anybody? Half marathon? Okay, there you go. You want to run a marathon, you want to run a half marathon, what do? Do you wake up one day and say, I'm going to try really hard, I'm going to get this done? No, you don't try, you train. And if you want to be a warrior in our Lord's fight, you've got to train. That's why we fast. That's why we do penance. Then on Tuesday, we're going to talk about almsgiving. The beautiful crowning virtue of the entire Christian life is charity. But we don't begin with the fruit. We build towards that. That's why we're going to talk about prayer and fasting and almsgiving. Question for you. Haven't you kicked the can down the road long enough? Haven't you put it off and said tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow long enough? Know the greatness of our Lord's invitation, the power of this special season, and the exceptional power of the grace offered at this special time. Hear His voice and decide that you're going to make this Lent count, not tomorrow, but today. Amen.